At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Tim Walz gave a eulogy for the Hortmans. Tim Walz worked extraordinarily close with Melissa Hortman. I think that's clear. I think seemingly from a lot of people there, they were good friends. And you have a funeral where, again, Tim Walz gives one of the two eulogies. And Governor Walz, who has become more active on Twitter and social media, because he's about his brand, kind of like Donald Trump, kind of like almost every prominent politician in this country, okay? I'm amused by some of the folks who are hyperbolic when Donald Trump partially is the president of the United States because of how he is used incredibly well social media. And so Governor Walz, who offered up a number of tweets about the Hortman's murder, an assassination, a story that gripped all of us. And there's a photo, either before or after the eulogy, Dave, where it says right here, goodbye, comma, my friend.
Yes.
There are hundreds, if not thousands, of prominent politicians who would have posted something similar. And there are also many in the state of Minnesota who have posted something touching to Melissa Hortman. The number of people who were just savaging him for doing this was it was believable. But if you want to buy into the decency of the overwhelming majority, the decency of some of these folks was lacking in an immense way. Here was my retweet, okay? I have no problem if you want to criticize Tim Walz. I repeat, so don't send me a text about, you disagree with him. I've made it so clear criticizing Tim Walz of late. Again, back to my tweet. I have no problem if you want to criticize Tim Walz. I've been clear in my positions where I disagree. However, if this photo is your triggering point or your opportunity to blast him, he is saying goodbye to a friend who was assassinated. Show some decency. It's not difficult. I'll add this. I think a couple days before, he tweeted out a photo of his mom, who turned 90. And an incredible amount of just hatred, again, using the opportunity, using the photo to use that. Now, not many were critical of the mom, thank God. You people cannot stop. If you listen to the show for 5 or 10 minutes, you know I give my opinions. And as I said earlier, on the Gestapo comments, cheering the Tesla stock going down, not lying about TMNS Square on this show, on spending way too much of the surplus last year, on not really living up to one Minnesota when it's really been a steamroll to the left, I've offered my criticism. And I'm not expecting or asking anyone to stop. But for some reason, I don't know what's crazy about this. I think when it's a photo of someone touching the casket of a friend who was assassinated, I don't think that's the time for you bleeps to offer up your cruelty. Because it's shameful. And I would feel the exact same way if it was Donald Trump J.D. Vance, Laura Loomer, you name it. The socialist who might be the next mayor of New York. Oh, I pretty much agree with him about 2% of the time. If God forbid something happened to a family member and he decided to post a photo, and sure, branding is a part of it, it wouldn't be my time to say, hey, how about capitalism? Can't you sit one out? Can't you say, I get the emotion. Not my guy. I don't agree with him. We've been better with Scott Jensen, Jeff Johnson, Tim Pawlenty. I'm glad he lost, blah, blah, blah. You can feel that way. But this is the time to do it. Who the hell are you? Because, God, it bugs me. And it would bug me if, God forbid, something happened to one of Trump's family members now. And Trump, who brands incessantly, it's his, he was branding when he was in the womb. If it was something, I didn't want to say who, because I don't wish any of that on them. And it was a touching moment of Donald Trump, a guy who said many times, I don't think he's qualified for 1 second to be president. You think for in any way I would think that's the time to criticize him? Never, ever. Do you have humanity, empathy? The people are still doing this. It's gross.
And for these people, for the people on both sides, because you're right, if it were some Republican, the 100%. Lefties would be all out, just as 100%. The righties were all out on this one. There is no time to turn it off. Yeah, that's what we've gotten to the point, at least specifically on social media, on X or whatever your platform is, it has become the spot to just shoot, just fire. Don't care. Take any opportunity you can, because it's so much easier to see that photo. And, you know, you're not going to get a whole lot of comments of, that's a very touching photo, Governor. Thank you for sharing that. You know, not many people are going to write that. But everybody who dislikes Governor Walz, whoever it might be, this is it. I'm going to take my shot because I saw the man I dislike. So whatever it is, I don't care if it's a, you know, him signing a bill or this particular photo at the funeral of a friend. Let's just be a jackass about it.
You're just a jackass. At least a part of you, you enjoy cruelty. There were a lot of nice notes to him, too.
Well, I'm sure there were some.
There were plenty. But the amount of crassness. So I'd love phone calls on this, including folks who will say, I have no problem with that. I have no problem as he's touching the casket of a friend who was brutally murdered at her house. And you think this is the time to point out your criticism of him. This is the time. And by the way, if you're telling me he shouldn't have posted the photo, then there are a lot of people. Like, would I personally post that photo? I would not. Because I really, on Twitter, we rarely post a photo of me. On Instagram, I will a little bit. But for all the folks who are part of brands, and I am, but I just don't do that part, that's what people do. And you're allowed to pick and choose, and you're allowed to sit one out. But some are unwilling to do it. And it is effing embarrassing. And I'm close to saying the F word won't, because I think it's so awful. And it's the same damn thing if it was a Republican. It would be every bit as indefensible. Agree? Disagree? Add context? What do you want to say? Harrigan Hotline, you can call or text 651-461-9226. All right, we're talking about the folks who see a photo that Tim Walz and whoever's running his social media account posted of the governor either right before the eulogy or right after, touching the casket, and he has the caption, goodbye, my friend. And the amount of people who decided this was the time to criticize his politics or criticize his behavior. And someone is not shy in criticizing Tim Walz, not shy criticizing Donald Trump, when it's involving a family friend and a death, let alone an assassination, the thought would never, ever cross my mind that this is my time to get my shots in. But some people are defending it. Tom has called in. Tom, you're on WCCO.
Hey there. Hi. Yeah, I kind of agree with you. I think it's appalling. And I think the type of people who would come up with this time to, or, you know, come up with this criticism at this time are probably the same people who think that, that Tim hired the hitman, supposed hitman. That's a pretty big rumor out there. And the scarier part is these people that are saying this actually believe it.
Yeah. Oh, Tom's phone went out. Well, the Belter information where Belter claims that Walz hired him to kill Amy Klobuchar, right? I think I have that. So that wasn't even a rumor. That's in Belter's madman mind. Okay. And I'm with Tom. I've seen prominent conservatives on Twitter saying, why haven't we heard more about that? Because it's a madman. And no one with any sense of brainwave activity thinks Tim Walz hired Vance Belter. And what he was going to do is he was going to go all these legislators and then also Amy Klobuchar. And that was his path to become a senator. And people offer that up. Your people.
It's grotesque.
I mean, it's just the worst. Lee, you're on WCCO.
Hey, thanks for having me. I look at the statement, goodbye, my friend. I don't see anything political about that. I do believe that the attacks on him are based entirely in political, a political basis with an equal measure of hate. And I think that he's also showing that he still stands with Melissa Horman, what she stood about, which in this time is kind of a dangerous thing to do. He was on the list. People know about that. I live in a rural community. There's a representative that I associate with who told me there was police cars parked in his driveway in a very rural setting for several days after this happened. I mean, he is a Democrat. So there was danger, a high danger alert attached to, anybody in public office after this. So for him to take that stand, I think showed that he wanted to carry on her legacy and say, I'm not going to back down from claiming her as a friend. And anybody that would say that he was being political without also examining the stance that Trump took of bashing our governor during this time and refusing to show any kind of empathy or condolences for that family is just ridiculous. Again, just based in hate.
Lee, thanks for the call. Again, Trump should have called. And by the way, if he's being a petulant child, which he is most of the time, you know he could call? How about the Hortman's kids? He could call the Hortman's kids. Right? If he doesn't want to talk to Tim Walz, call the Hortman's kids and express his deepest sympathies. Some texter thinks that Walz shouldn't have done this. Let the family live in peace privately. This was a huge public event. And if he wants to rally to his friend, whether you agree or disagree, this isn't the time to blast his pocket.